And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today we're concluding our topic, sowing and reaping. In numerous passages, the Bible exhorts us to sow the right kind of seed in our lives so that we might be able to reap the right kind of harvest later on. Such verses as Hebrews 10:36 points out that reaping comes later and that we need to be faithful now. That verse reads, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." 2 Thessalonians 3:13 urges us, "Brethren, be not weary in well-doing." What many parents do not realize is that the same principle of sowing and reaping applies to their family situation also, that the example they're setting before their children now will bring a harvest later on. For instance, the Bible says in Numbers 14:18, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." The thought of the verse is that the iniquity of the fathers is a pattern upon which the children build their lives. Even three or four generations later, God will need to bring judgment upon the family to punish their sin. We also have the exhortation of 1 Chronicles 28:8, "Keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever." Here we see that the faithfulness of the fathers will prove to bless the lives of their children. We can see the principle illustrated in the families of some of the leaders of Israel, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament alike. For instance, wicked Queen Athaliah gives us an example. After her eldest son was killed, she tried to kill her own grandchildren in order that she might seize the throne of Israel and rule herself. During this time, some of her other children broke down part of the temple, apparently using the materials to build a shrine to Baal. 2 Chronicles 24:7 describes this. "The sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Balaam." The wickedness of the mother gave rise to a harvest of wickedness in her children. Just a few pages away, in 2 Chronicles 27, we find a godly example of the same principle. King Uzziah lived a godly life, following the pattern set by his own father, Amaziah. When he died, the throne was taken by Jotham, the eldest son. 2 Chronicles 27:2 says of Jotham, "He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did." The righteousness of the father brought forth a harvest of righteousness in the life of the son. Let me end my list of illustrations this week by referring to Acts 1 and verse 14. We read there about the group that continued with one accord in prayer and supplications with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. It's a satisfying thing to know that the family of Jesus Christ also came to walk with the Lord. Mary and Joseph had been so consistent as parents that their own children adopted these same godly ways, accepting their half-brother Jesus as their Messiah. This can be the experience in your home as well. Your godliness, your consistency, your standards, your trust in the Lord, your service for Him, all of these will make their impact upon your children. And in years to come, they'll reap the harvest of the seed that you've sown in their lives. What a prospect! And what a responsibility! I hope that you've set this goal for your life and are sowing the kind of seed that will one day spring up as godly character in the lives of your children.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.